Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Rewatch Sex and the City, where we are covering And Just Like That, season three. Never thought we'd make it to season three, but here we are. And I'm Tane, and my co-host here today is Nana. Hi, Nana. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. I am ready to get into this episode, which I enjoyed. How did you feel about the episode?
I really liked it. I think this was my favorite episode of the season so far.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Strong words. Okay, let's just dive into it. The episode is called Under the Table, and officially, okay, I was going to say we're halfway through, but I guess episode 6 makes it halfway through, because I think it's 12 episodes.
I didn't check.
Yeah, I think it might be 12 episodes, but yeah. So anyway, it's called Under the Table, and the episode starts with Carrie opening her windows and watching a man come out of a car with luggage. And I just want to say, Nana, everyone is so obsessed with the brownstone, yada, yada, yada. For me, it is this new house. The way I love this new house, every time she opens windows, every time the light comes in, I love this.
I'm with you. This house is much nicer. I love lots of light. I always have. I don't like dark, cozy places. To me, the coziness is just having loads and loads of light and just having somewhere nice in the corner to so I'm with you.
Yeah. I mean, my only gripe is the kitchen, but like you pointed out, she doesn't cook, so it's not a thing for her, but it's okay. It's just so small.
Yes.
Don't ask me what her voiceover was about. There was some voiceover that was going on, and I'm like, what is this? I mean, I listened to the official podcast, and I think they mentioned she was reading excerpts from whatever book she's writing, but honestly, as I was watching it, nothing was happening in my head going through that. So then we see her very dressed up in like a black dress with something like mirror shards on it, just making all the noise, lovely pink shoes, and she's going somewhere. And then I'm like, what's happening? And then it turns into a montage of her in different outfits, different shoes, walking out. And I'm like, the fashion girlies must be having a moment with the scene.
That's what's like, all hits, no misses. In fact, the whole episode, Carrie all hits, no misses. I was living for the fashion from everyone, not even just Carrie. I loved it. And great taste in shoes. Duh.
So then we get the antithesis of Carrie's apartment. It's like an apartment that seemed not crowded. What is it when there's too much stuff? Which just feels stifling. What'd you say?
Cramped.
Yes, cramped. It was like a cramped apartment. It's very worn in. The ceilings were, and it just, it looked like it smelled musty. Let me put it that way. And we see someone trying to sleep with the sounds of heels just clacking in the background, and the person is pounding their feet in their pillow in frustration. At this point, we haven't seen this man's face, because even when he walked in, there was sunglasses, there was a scarf and all that good stuff. And I'm like, what is the weather? Why are you all bundled up? So, as all this is happening, these boots are made for walking is playing in the background. So good use of music happening there. But the contrast between both apartments are killing me. So we see Carrie, and then her neighbor knocks on her door frantically, and he says something. And of course, he's British, because why not?
Hey, I have nothing to say. I'm like, there are British people everywhere. I even met one 3 days ago in J. Crew. They're literally everywhere. Just like Americans everywhere. Nigerians everywhere. I know a Nigerian ain't talking about someone else being everywhere.
You guys, if you're new to the podcast, well, if you're old to the podcast, and if you're used to me on Auto Call, you know my stance. If you're new, welcome. And I'll explain what the sigh is about and what Nana is defending over there. But I'm always like, on American shows, why do we always have to have a British character? Not like they don't exist. Yes, I know. But ever just randomly, we have a British character and it's just like, there's no reason. Like even on Love Island USA, we have to have like a British person. Well, this time, I don't know if you know, Nana, that there's an American on the Love Island UK.
No.
They decided to do the same thing. So I'm not completely serious, but it's just always why it is. But on the official podcast, Michael Patrick King said that has been his idea from the moment Carrie moved in, that they didn't know when they were going to put that in. But the only thing he knew is that the person had to be British. But he didn't say why. But
guys, I will always drag Tame because the audacity of a Nigerian American complaining about someone else being everywhere.
Do you know what it is? When there's a Nigerian, like even on TV shows or anything, they always make it a point to be like, oh, her mom came here, I came here on a visa, and this. When they have a British person, there's no explanation. It's just they came here and then that's it.
Yeah.
And there's no, there has to be some story as to why are you in a different country, but they create stories for that. But for a British person, it's like, nah, that's fine. They're just right here. So, yeah. Anyway,
as an aside, before you get more into it, guys, I've been like, I don't know, I was literally just complaining, guys, to Tane about how I've just been more irritable than usual. And last weekend, I almost had a mini crash out because I went to pick up an order from a store and this lady was acting like she didn't understand me because she asked me to spell my name and I was spelling it. And she's like, I don't understand. And I think I was immediately kind of put on edge because when you have like an African name, I think people all of a sudden love to pretend like they don't know letters and they can't understand you. And I constantly throw people off because they hear my accent, hear my name, and in their minds it's incongruous, right? Because in their mind, all British people are Kate Middleton and drink tea every day. No, it's like, whatever. So I was already annoyed, maybe more than I should have been, just because I was already irritable. And I literally, I was spelling N-A-N-A. And she's like, oh, sorry, I didn't hear that. And she did it three times.
I was like, your four-letter name?
Thank
like,
you.
I was going back, like, it wasn't even your last name, but like,
I hadn't even started on my last name. And my last name is long, but it's
hyphenated. Yeah.
It's phonetic. You know what I mean? People always try to do like all these gymnastics. And I look at them like, do you know how to read? Just follow the letters. That's how you pronounce it. Anyway, so I was already irritated. And she could see it in my face because I literally went, do you not understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? And then she's like, no.
Okay, rush hour.
And then she was like, oh, sorry, I that's a beautiful accent. She tried to switch it up. And I'm like, no, that's not what we're doing here. And I'd gone a whole week without hearing, this is 100% first world problems, I understand. Without hearing, oh my God, that's a beautiful accent. And I always have to fight not to roll my eyes internally because there's nothing special about my accent. And then she's like, oh, it's because you have an accent. That's why I don't understand you. And I went, you have an accent too. And she's like, no, I don't. And I was like, everyone in the world has an accent. This is how I was talking to her. I was being such a brat. I'm sorry. I was just having a bad day. But she was also not helping. And I was like, what do you mean you don't have an accent? You have a Texan accent, very strong Texan accent at that, which I could understand perfectly fine. But anyway, and that's always, I've only ever heard this from Americans. So I'm sorry, where they'll be like, oh, this person has an accent. And it could be like a Californian and they're like, oh, speaking to this person, they had an accent. And it could be like a Southern accent because their default is to always assume that they are accentless and everybody else has an accent. And I've never understood that. But anyway, to go back to that scene, to me, this was way more realistic because Carrie never once mentioned his accent because that's how most people who live in a cosmopolitan city are. I just feel like no one mentions people's accents as much as I've seen in the South. So it was so just having Carrie have a conversation with someone who's clearly British and never once asked about his accent or told him, oh my God, I love your accent. Yeah, all that as an aside, just be more like Carrie. Like, bring it up later. Just shouldn't be the first thing you say to people because it immediately throws people off.
I think it's probably like an anxiety and nervousness, and that's just the first thing they feel like they can find
common
ground to make conversation with.
Because now you make people more conscious of the way they're speaking. Anyway, sorry, I didn't mean to go off on a rant. But
no, you're fine. So he yells, you are always walking in your heels. And she's like, guilty. And click, click. And he's like, don't you have rugs? And she introduces herself because in all of this, he has not said, hi, my name is. So he says he is Duncan Reeves and he's sorry for his tone, but that the previous owner never made any noise. And she's like, well, the person was bedridden. So that was funny. So Carrie does that thing. And he's that thing she does where she thinks he's being cutesy. And he's like, are you trying to be amusing? And she's like, I'm not trying. I am amusing. You know what? She's in her 50s now. It's never going to go away. So
Sorry, I have to disagree with you. I think Harry was being charming in that scene, and Duncan was just being a prat. It was working for me in this scene. Usually it annoys me, but yeah.
You're getting softer as you get older.
No, just the scene.
So he says that he's sleep deprived because he works all night and needs sleep during the day. And he asks, like, is there any way you can remove her heels? And she basically just scoffs at him because she does not know about him. He does not know about her. Like, what are you asking her to take off her heels for? So the ladies are meeting, the ladies being Miranda, Charlotte, Seema, and Carrie. And she shares her story. And Miranda does mention that she's also having issues with her neighbor in the Airbnb that she's living in. Seema mentions that, oh yeah, your neighbor, he's from London and he's out there 6 months out the year. She apparently told Carrie, and Carrie does not remember this because it's Carrie and she just lives in her own world. And then she mentions, yeah, this Duncan Reeves fella. And as usual, Carrie's the only one who has no idea who he is. Oh, so it seemed. Like, we always talk about how Carrie has no pop culture bone in her body, but here's the kicker. He's a well-known author, which is in allegedly her line of work. I will forever say allegedly calling Carrie a writer because nothing makes sense, you know?
A very famous, well-known, like, and he does nonfiction, just like, how have you not even heard of him? Be for real. Oh, man.
He's a biographer, and then Miranda's already like fangirling. And Carrie is like, oh yeah, like she does know of him, but she's like, in all of the influx that she net, it didn't occur to her that it was him. And I'm like, is that realistic? That's like my neighbor being Stephen King and telling me, oh, you're making too much noise. And I'm like, oh, I just forgot that you're
Yeah,
Stephen King. I
especially
don't,
in the same line of work. Like,
yeah, I don't know. That's kind of weird.
can we? I think he was in the right, by the way, like in the first instance, because how could you have you have hardwood floors and you're stomping up and down at all hours of the day? Take your shoes off at the door. Like, what do you mean?
Yeah, I think he was in the right. I think it was just in the approach that he took, like their
Yes. Oh,
first
yeah,
meeting.
he was rude as fuck. Like,
Yeah.
no question. But I would be frustrated too. I can't lie. I wouldn't deliver it like that. And I do think Carol was being ridiculous when she was like, no, I can't. What do you mean you walk up and down in your own house all day in high heels? Be for real.
I think she just hadn't adjusted to the fact that she had a neighbor. Because I
Yeah.
mean, for how long she hasn't had a neighbor and she's just been, you know, doing whatever it is that she wanted to do. So Miranda says that she's been waiting for his next book and she should just take her damn shoes off. And the only reason I'm mentioning that is what I feel is the setup for this back and forth that we're getting between Miranda and Carrie, which I don't think is a thing, but it just feels like it's some back and forth that's going on. And maybe it just comes with being friends for this long. So Carrie and Charlotte are walking after the, I don't know, lunch, brunch, or whatever they had, and they're walking down the street. And she asks how she's feeling about where she and Aiden are. And I'm like, you know what? I'm glad you asked because I don't know where they left things off. You gave him a key, and you said you understood, but he was like, "Are you breaking up with me?" And she's like, "No, but what does that mean in everything?" But what she says is, "It's a relief. Instead of thinking about what I can do about this every day, I just feel relief." And I'm like, okay, did that answer the question? Where are you with you guys? And she's like, well, it's more realistic, less romance, but the romance is still there, is what Charlotte asked. And she's like, yeah, we love each other, but he can't be my everyday fella guy. I just have to give up the music swell expectations. And I wrote down, are you hearing yourself?
I can't believe Carrie, the ultimate lover girl, is literally settling for this bullshit. I can't believe this. I'm sorry.
Because in all of this, if we're not clear on where they stand and whatever it is she's saying, from what she's saying, it sounds like, okay, we're together, but I have to give up on a lot of stuff, and you're not going to be there for me every day. But it's still not clear. What are the rules of engagement? Why aren't they just not together? And then when you're done with your shit, then we can see where we are at that point and then reevaluate. Because right now, what are the rules? Is he allowed to, you know, granted, he said he can't date. So is he allowed to sleep with somebody? Are you allowed to date? Are you just supposed to wait? It just still seems unclear. And I don't forget the romance and all of that, but just, you can't be your everyday fella. I can't imagine you're in a relationship with someone and you see something that's so cute, but you have to think about it before you say something.
Yep. But that, you're not in a relationship. You're in a situationship. They're just dressing it up to make it sound nice. I'm sorry. Like, I can't call you every day. Like, what's going on here?
Yeah. So Charlotte is like, I can't imagine that, because I don't know if this is the right thing she could have said. Like, I don't know what I would do without Harry. Like,
in Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Just, you know, and I understand what she's saying, because you get into a groove when you're like in a relationship or in a marriage and things like that. I know, like, for now, like, even if subconsciously maybe I take it for granted, but some of the things, like the everyday things that I do with my husband, where it's like, oh, we go to the gym together, or we walk, we do this and we have that, and just the everyday thing. And for Carrie to say this, that she's taking that out, especially at this age, it does not compute.
Nope.
I just don't know what to say. So we move on to Miranda.
Wait, before you move on, can I just give it? I was obsessed with Carrie's outfit in this scene. It was gorgeous. That black and white fit. I thought this, like, the best she just looked in a really long while. I loved all her outfits in this episode, but that was my favorite.
Well, okay. I remember what it is. Like a shirt under, but a dress thing.
Yes.
So Miranda is still having the neighbor issues that I mentioned earlier, and her neighbor is blasting metal, loud rock metal music, and she puts a note under their door, and then the music stops. Then we see Charlotte and Harry on a walk. It was like a contrast of the metal music, and then they're walking past the Guggenheim Museum, and Harry asked Charlotte, like, hey, do you remember when I wet myself at the party? And she's like, yeah. And do you remember how I had that bedroom issue and all that? She's like, yeah. And then he's like, yeah, I went to the doctor just to get everything checked out, and it turns out that I have prostate cancer. And Charlotte freaks out, and he keeps telling her, don't worry, it has a 98% survival rate. And he promises her that he won't die for a long time, but he has one request. And she's like, what is it? I need you not to tell anyone, because I don't want to be the cancer guy.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
Relatable. I think it's completely relatable when he said that. I think it's a huge burden on Charlotte, because I do think when you're in a relationship with someone who's obviously going through a huge medical, you also have to be able to have an outlet. That's not necessarily that person. So I would have probably given it a few days and been like, do you mind if I tell like one person and see what he would have said? But I completely understand him not wanting to be known as the cancer guy, because people are going to start, like, whether on purpose or not, they're going to change the way they look at you. They're going to have this concern look on their face all the time. So there'll never be a moment where you can put it at the back of your mind. You're just, it's going to be front and center all the time, because people do alter the way they treat you, whether consciously or unconsciously. So I got it.
Yeah, it's understandable. I agree with everything, and it's a burden on her, not saying, especially Charlotte, who is very expressive and has all these big feelings. But yeah, I feel like they listen to us they're making us eat our words when we said they had nothing to do with Harry. But the official podcast mentions that they had thought about this happening to Harry in season 2. But it didn't quite fit that everything has been going really well. And they just wanted to, like, just put something, because they're like, that's just how life works. Like, everything can go well, but at some point, the way life works, something is going to happen and you're going to have to deal with it and get through it. Now, what makes me worried is Michael Patrick King, who, again, he didn't direct or have any input on this, but he was still the loudest voice on the podcast. He just bothers me on there. He overtalks them. And he mentioned something about the thing about prostate cancer is that yes, it has a high survival rate, but there's a spectrum of it. Sometimes it's really bad for some people and sometimes it's not. And I'm like, surely they're not going to kill Harry because that would be a lot. And then I remember those pictures that came out when they were filming where it seemed like they were at a funeral where Aiden and all of them were all there. So I frantically went out to go check, but then Charlotte and Harry were part of the people. So
okay, good. Because I'm about to say they're already on thin ice with me, but I would definitely stop watching if they got rid of Harry. Sorry. I'm like, they're my favorite relationship. Like, don't do this to me, please.
So hopefully it's not a fake out, because you know how they do things like that where they put people so you don't know, because I'm still, what funeral or whose funeral could they possibly be at? And again, maybe it's just an event. Maybe they all had to wear black. I don't know. But that's what freaked me out about that. And I'm like, what are they going to do? But yeah. So she says she's going to quit her job to take care of him. And he says, no, absolutely. Like, I'm going to be better. And then you're going to be out of job. So what's the point? Don't do that. Then we see LTW. She is headed out the house. And she's reminding Herbert that they're going glamping with Charlotte and Harry this weekend. And he's like, I have no idea. I'm supposed to be taking pictures of a regular guy out of town. And I don't know. I don't like this because they've been going fine and it seems like they're trying to throw a wrench. Remember last week, I'm like, they're going to make Marion and I hope they don't take it too far where she cheats, because I don't know. Where do you come back from that? And Herbert just seems annoyed this entire episode. It seems a little out of left field, but on the other flip side, it is realistic after how many years of marriage, you just, you know, on that ebb, you know, so... Seema is trying to get alone.
Oh, wait, sorry. Two things. One, I love Lisa's outfit. That suit, 10 out of 10. It just reminds me of something my mom would wear when she's trying to be fashionable. But I love that outfit. And who is this random child in Lisa's house? Who is this boy?
She has three kids. I think that's the thing. There's somewhere in my notes, I have it on there, that this is why we keep thinking that she has only two kids, but she has three.
Yeah, but I don't know. She's the older one who's Lily's age, right?
Yeah.
Did the whole... So I was like, who the hell is this boy?
The second one.
I've never seen him before.
These are the ones we see.
Or, really? Right? Or like, he's growing so much, I don't recognize him. I don't know. He just looked different.
Yeah. We only see two kids. God. So we'll see. All right, so Seema's trying to get a loan for her business and having a hard time, and this whole Seema thing, I'm gonna talk about it later, but it's just Seema's storyline always feels like it's completely separate from the rest of them, and they're having a hard time, you know, blending it together. So I don't know, they're doing the best that they can. What are they gonna do? Carrie takes a welcome basket to Duncan. He welcomes her in and she starts doing the cutesy thing again. And then he's like, oh, wait, I have something for you. He hands her an Amazon package. Like, he didn't wrap it up. He didn't do anything. He just gives it to her in the package. And it's pink house slippers. And he's like, these are for you. And Carrie is like, yeah, no, thanks. Whatever this is, I'm allergic. And I'm not sure, like, I can even walk without heels. This was so stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just like, he came across as such a dick because Carrie's trying to like offer, give him something nice, do something nice. And Carrie's been so pleasant and so patient. Even when she's calling him out, she does it in such a gentle and like playful way. He's been so resistant to any overtures. And while I do think he's right, is you can't be stomping up and down in high heels all day while you know you have a neighbor downstairs.
Yeah,
it crosses as passive aggressive and really nasty. And also, it's not Carrie's problem if you sleep during the day, you know. And it's temporary. I get it. I just feel like it's just a bad situation all around, because ordinarily Carrie would have her house set up right and actually have runners and all of that, so it wouldn't be as bad. But then you're also there to write, sure, but you're doing opposite days where people wouldn't think they'd be disturbing you as much during the day. She's trying to be nice and you're just being a dick. So
I think that there's a little bit of self-interest. I think Carrie has that thing of, how can someone not like me?
Yeah, 100%.
She's doing everything that she can
to charm him.
So he mentions a garden as well, and she had to tell him, like, yeah, it was a rat highway. And also, he should be grateful. He's not even charging. She's not even charging him. And they share that garden, and she's willing to share it with him. So, and when Carrie says, the last thing she says before she leaves, like, this is New York City. There is noise. She's not wrong. Who comes here to write or look for quiet in New York City? Go upstate. Go upstate. Go to Nantucket or something, whatever other city there is, but not New York City. Are you okay? So anyway, Charlotte is distracted. She's in the kitchen, and her ungrateful kids come in, say that they're united in their front, that they're not going glamping. And she's like, you will. There's this whole thing of Lily, like, she's having, this week is her week to be with Diego because he sees his boyfriend every, this is too complicated for a teenager.
It's too much. Inappropriate. I'm sorry.
Anthony's plopped there because, again, they don't know what to do with him. So he's just there. And Charlotte and Miranda are on the phone. And as they're talking and she's complaining about her neighbor, Miranda interrupts her and says, oh, my Airbnb person says that there's nothing they can do because they're not even supposed to be Airbnb in their place. And Carrie makes this whole thing of like, are you on the, do you usually text while we're on the phone? And it's funny because Carrie is looking through her magazine, if I recall. So I think hers is better because it's paper. But either way, she offers her place to Miranda. I was like, I have so many rooms, and I'm sorry I didn't offer earlier. Because I did think about that when they were talking about her being in an Airbnb. And remember in the very first episode or something where she said, oh, I'm moving in with you and stuff like that. But she was probably joking. But Miranda is going to move in. Miranda says, like, no, I want my own space. They do this back and forth where no one is really saying what they really want to say. But at the end of it all, Miranda's like, no, I'd like to have my own space. And she declines. Miranda asks Carrie if she can ask Seymour to help her find a place. Carrie gives another weird reason and says, nah, like, okay, the real reason is I don't want to mix friends and business. This whole conversation was weird to me. Are you telling me Miranda cannot ask Seymour directly?
Yeah, because you guys hang out all the time.
Yeah.
You literally have meals together several times a week. Why does Carrie need to be your middle person? And Carrie hasn't known Seema much longer than you've known her.
I mean, yeah, she's closer. I just don't understand. Like, even at the brunch, are you telling me they're just sitting there and Miranda's like, you know what, Seema? You need to help me find a place if you're looking for new business. And also, I know Miranda lost her friend, but they haven't replaced it for her because Carrie gets to keep Seema. Charlotte gets to keep LTW, but I don't know. Miranda, I guess, has no friends or anything. But then when Carrie says she doesn't want to mix friends and business, what does that mean?
I kind of got where she was coming from. If something goes wrong, because they're working together, right? Because Seema's business, all of that. If something goes wrong or off, people do tend to be like, well, you're the one who told me I should ask her to help me out when she said no such thing. I kind of get her reluctance, I can't lie. Okay. I just feel like because Miranda also knows Seema, she should just do it herself, just don't involve Carrie. But I didn't think it was weird that Carrie was a bit hesitant.
So the only reason I thought it was weird was because they know each other. That happens when, if you don't know the person, then you're making an introduction and all that. If you ask, you know Miranda, you can make your decision on if you want to work with her or not, that if anything goes south, you can't come back and say, oh, Carrie, you told me, you know her. You lunch with her. So that's why I thought it was weird. And she didn't want to mix friends and business, which eventually she did and didn't even think about it. So again, I don't get it. But Miranda slides another note under her neighbor's door. And this time, the neighbor opens the door naked with a cleaver and is like, if you slide another note under my fucking door, I will cut you to pieces. Was this too much?
No, because people are crazy. This is legit. It wasn't even unrealistic to me. You would think people are being reasonable, and then all of a sudden you're just like, whoa, okay, so you're crazy. I feel like these things happen. So no, it wasn't unrealistic for me, sorry.
Miranda screams, shuts the door, and the next thing we see is Miranda at Carrie's house with all of her bags. So this starts with Miranda just rolling her suitcase in, and she's like, no, don't roll your suitcase. She's so worried about the guy underneath. Then she tells her, take off your shoes. And then Miranda's like, wait, but you still have yours. And then she's like, yeah, but I know how to walk in mine. Wasn't that mean?
It was mean.
Oh my God.
It was. And it rolled out of her tongue so quickly. I was just like, damn, how long have you been holding that in?
Oh man, she was like unapologetic about it, because I mean, especially when you think about the fact that Miranda kind of clunks, kind of like Viola Davis in How to Get Away with Murder. You're like, damn. And then when she's walking towards the door, she didn't stop. She's like, see, you can't hear me as I walk. I'm like, oh my God. Carrie's on one today.
Passive aggressive, yes.
So then we also see for the first time that she's put all these runners all across the living room because she doesn't have rugs yet, but you know, something to like a compromise for Duncan. And then the doorbell rings. She's like, oh, I don't have a delivery. And she gets there and it's the table from Aiden, the table that he sent the emoji thumbs down and he got it for her. I guess it was a bidding thing or whatever, and someone had beat her to it, and it was Aiden. They're all making a whole thing about it, like it's so romantic. And I guess it's supposed to play upon the fact that she said that the romance is, she's not going to focus on the romance between them. Miranda's already lurking in the background. She thought it was Duncan, and she had her book ready to be signed. And these are the little things that I don't like that they've done to Miranda, that, again, maybe it comes with age, but she's so eager beaver. I don't know. I don't know what the word is.
It didn't bother me. I'm being very honest. Sometimes I will say, I think sometimes you're overly sensitive about Miranda in this case. I don't think it made her look bad. She's just a fan.
She didn't play it cool. Don't get me wrong. If it's someone that's famous, I will always go up to them. I'll say anything. But it's just the way she's just like, I'm a big fan. I'm a this. Would you sign this? Would you do this? It's never like cool. Like just, you know, get it done. But that's, it's just so funny because even her character on Gilded Age, her character there gets shafted also. And I'm
that on Gilded Age for sure.
They're Nixon. Something about you?
I really did go, oh, that's so sweet when the table showed up. I did think it was lovely. And also the table looks so much better in real life than it did. Because I couldn't believe, I'm like, this is the table you're that pressed about, but it's gorgeous in person. So yeah.
I still can't believe it because for lack of a better word, the table looks so masculine that it doesn't seem like it's Carrie's aesthetic, but it fits.
Yeah,
I think just right. And so the delivery guy's like, oh, I've seen a lot of things. This is so romantic. Duncan comes by and Miranda gets his autograph. Carrie seems pissed, but it didn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
She had like a look on her face, and then I don't know. That was it.
Maybe it's because she's just annoyed with him. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, he made a comment like, there's no need for booties. She doesn't have rugs. But I don't know, would that piss him off with would that piss her off with everything that he said?
Yeah.
So we see LTW that's in a plane. These set people cannot get what a plane looks like. This looks like a banquet hall with seats. Like, we just separated them. And I'm like, can we, you know what a plane looks like? Like,
I was cracking up in my head too, because I legit thought, has no one ever been on a plane?
Like, why should we get it right?
As well.
So LTW is with Mr. Dangling Earrings. We got a comment from Larry who the dangling earrings also bothered her.
Because they're hideous. They are even worse this episode.
I mean, they are, but honestly, I think his fineness erases everything, like his overall presence. He's still as hot as he was in his premiere.
I can't see any fineness because all I see are the
So he's being all cutesy, trying to get her off the plane because she's kind of late for the glamping. LTW makes it to the glamping area and Governor's Island, and Herbert seems annoyed. There's this whole thing arguing about chocolates. He's like, I told you, I didn't tell you. And you know what's even more annoying? On the official podcast, they're speaking like they didn't write this episode, and they're like, half of them are like, I think he told her to get it. And the other half is like, yeah, I don't think he did. Maybe she didn't hear it. I'm like, guys, you wrote the fucking episode. What is it? That's like when last week we're like, did Wyatt hit Carrie or not? And they're all like, well, I don't think he did it on purpose. Like, again, what?
How are you unsure about something you wrote, you know?
So, yeah, I was just so annoyed listening to them about that. So anyways, I don't know what the angle is. I know it has something to do with Marion, or we're leading up to something, but this whole, I hear you, I don't hear you, or is it the angle of LTW holding everything together? She's doing her job and she's still responsible for the home front and there's still expectations of her while he's just whining about everyday guy thing. I would think hanging out with your family is an everyday guy thing. So I don't know. Herbert just seems annoyed by something.
Yeah, I think it's because Lisa's attention is, you know how people can be sulky. She's been obviously having a really busy time with work, with her editor leaving, trying to hire a new person, trying to arrange activities for the children because it's summer, all of that. And just instead of being an adult and be like, oh, I miss my wife because you've been super busy, he's just being bratty.
Yeah, that makes sense. So they start arguing and Charlotte is like, what is the big deal? You can get chocolate at the gift store down there and it's chocolate, not cancer. And Harry's just like, and then she catches herself and then that's it. So Carrie texts Samantha about Duncan Reeves because they're never letting Samantha go. And I just noticed as a sidebar that I thought Carrie was all about the voice text. We're back to typing again.
Inconsistent. Also, am I the only one that pauses the TV? Because I was trying to read the old text just to see how it was. There was something about sending a dog to the doorman. I was like, oh, okay, so they do communicate regularly. I was like, I want to see. What else have you guys been texting about?
I don't care. As long as you're not bringing her. But as I would like them, I really, really actually deep down hope that she changes her mind and joins the show. So I think that's where they're keeping the window open for just in case. So it won't be so abrupt, like, oh, she just showed up. Because I think they've made peace now with whatever it is, you know, that happened. Because for the neighbor to happen, and he lives in London, and of course, who else is going to know about what's going on except Samantha? So,
yeah.
And for her to be her first thought to check out with her. So they're on good terms. So I forgot to mention last week, or maybe I did, I don't know, but Miranda is going out to hang out with Joy and trying to stay over for the first time. I loved her jumpsuit. But I noticed that Miranda is only dressed in fall Halloween colors. Like, it's orange or brown. Like, I noticed it last episode. I don't know how far back it is, but then this episode, that's the same thing that's happening, and I'm like, what, like, how, this is too on the nose for me. So
I do feel like I think I even mentioned it last season that I like how they've been styling her, but she does tend to favor more like warm tones, oranges, burgundies, browns. You're right, but I think they suit her. They look good with her coloring.
Well, at least they figured out her hair. Her hair is really nice. So
very nice.
So Carrie says she needs something and then offers her a scarf. And she's like, oh, I just got it in a yard sale. It's nothing. And Miranda is like, yeah, I don't want any of your designer stuff because I don't want to lose it. Remember the last time that? And Carrie says specifically what it is. And I was like, eh, we're over that. No one's remembering. Okay, Carrie.
Before you get started, I meant to say, as I said, I really like Miranda's luggage as well that she showed up with, which just makes me laugh because I'm like, that also looks not like designer, but it's also very well put together, you know?
Yeah, did not notice that
at all. Oh, you didn't? And also, no. Lisa had my favorite bag of all time, so I spent half the episode almost crying. I wish I could afford it. God. Yeah. Anyway, I'll send you because I know you care.
Right. So she's making out with Joy, but she has like these greyhound dogs, and there's two of them, and they're whining, and she sends them out, and they're still whining outside of the door, and it's just not quite working out. We've had an episode like this where we were talking about how people who have dogs and their sex life. And, you know, we got a couple of comments. This is an altar call. And it's just funny how some people are like, oh, our dogs don't watch. And sometimes the dogs are there. And it's just, how do you deal with this? Because if this happened because the dogs are not used to people coming over all the time, how do you solve this for the next time? Do you get a dog sitter every time you want to have sex? What if it's spontaneous? Like, I don't know. How are they going to deal with this? Was what I was thinking about. So I do think it was a really good compliment when Joy tells Miranda, like, you look very right in here. It's very simple, but it was very nice.
I like them together. I think it seems like no one's forcing anything, you know?
Mm-hmm. Anything's better than Shay too, but you know. Carrie's cat is sleeping on her head. Cat owners, is this normal? I know I don't have any pets, but I'm like, if something is on my head, like, what?
You know, I feel like we see so much of Shu every episode that Shu should just be minding her business, okay?
They love them some Shu. On that podcast, they keep talking about Shu. I'm like, okay, we get it, but, you know. But, yeah, I just... Mm-hmm. So she lets Shu out, and she walks into the hallway, and she runs into Miranda naked in the hallway, and she's like, I thought you were not here. And she's like, yeah, the dogs are whining, and so I just came back. So the next morning, she is in the kitchen. That's Miranda eating a yogurt and a banana. And Carrie walks in and is like, oh, you're wearing clothes. And Miranda's like, I don't know, what was that about? Like, you've seen me naked before. And she's like, yeah, I just wasn't expecting you to be in the house. But what are your thoughts on that?
I'm not a naked person, so I'm always uncomfortable when other people are naked around me. It was just aggressive nakedness. So I would have probably acted the exact same way. But it's not that big of a deal. It was just awkward because Miranda also didn't expect to run into her. She was obviously just running to the bathroom, you know?
Yeah.
And I probably wouldn't have even brought it up, to be honest.
I feel like Carrie is so passive aggressive. It's kind
of crazy. No, she was a lot this episode, but a lot of it I also feel like she was valid. I'm sorry.
So she opens the refrigerator. And she's like, Miranda, was that my last yogurt? And Miranda's like, yeah, I didn't think you don't even eat yogurt. And she's like, yes, I do. And she's like, since when? And she's like, since I was 50. And then she's like, Carrie's like, who did you think the yogurt was? And she's like, I don't know, a house yogurt, which was funny, but okay. Then she's like, it's not a big deal. Like, I'll just get you more yogurt. And then she turned around and she's like, is that the last banana too? And she's like, yeah. And listen. I completely understand Carrie.
Thank you.
I completely understand, like, you know, there are two ways to look at this. I'm the kind of guest, if I'm going into someone's house, I'm not saying like I'm not going to be comfortable in my friend's place, but I also don't want to be a nuisance. So if I'm going to stay, I might get a little things that I enjoy. If you know you like you a yogurt, you get yogurt. But also, if there's only one left or something, I would ask. I'm not just going to help myself. The thing is, Miranda got really comfortable. Should she be comfortable in her friend's place? Yes. But she got way too comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and this is actually her first day as well. Yeah. If you open a fridge and there's one of anything, don't fucking touch it. I feel like that's just common sense of anything. Like, exactly like you said, you'd ask. She took the last yogurt, last but not, like, come on, Miranda. And you could run down to the bodega and just, like, I don't know. These people are rich. You could even Instacart, Uber Eats, like a whole grocery order. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you're moving in. Just do your own groceries and ask her what you want. Let me add some stuff just to be a good house guest.
I think my problem with Miranda was like she was not apologetic. No. I think even with the naked stuff, like, yeah, I don't think that was really a big deal. I understand that. But when you're walking through her stuff, if you're comfortable, it's her house. Is she comfortable seeing you naked? She wasn't even like, oh, I'm so sorry. I just thought I didn't think you'd be awake. I'm just running. She was just like, eh, what's the big deal? When she mentioned the yogurt, she's like, eh, since when do you eat yogurt? And almost like you're challenging her in her own house. Okay. And then you have the banana. And then you tell her, it's not a big deal. I'm going to get you one. But there is something to be said. When you've been thinking about eating something and you have something planned in your mind, like, you know what? This is what I'm going to do. And you open it and it's not there. I don't know how to describe that disappointment to you.
So it's crushing because then that's literally all you want.
Yeah.
If someone offers you the alternative, you're like, no.
Yeah.
I could taste my yogurt in my mouth already.
And Carrie's so petty because she's like, would you like the banana? And she's like, yes. I would have been like, yeah, I don't want it. Like, you know, go get me my stuff. But she's like, yes, I want the banana. So she had it.
This is what I mean. Like, there's a weird passive aggressiveness, but this is what is bored of them being friends for so long.
Yeah.
They're just irritated, but it's not that deep. And I genuinely feel like this is why I like this episode so much. It just seemed very natural to me. All of it seemed very natural to me. I love a low stakes episode. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, Harry aside, and I feel like so many sitcoms don't do this enough, that you need the balance of high stakes and low stakes. I was so happy I didn't have to see Aiden, and so I'd be stressed out by his whole family situation. Wasn't she just a grumpy neighbor? Carrie trying to win them over, Miranda being a bad house guest. Like, it was all just very low stakes, and I enjoyed it a lot. I think that's why I said it's been my favorite so far. I thought it was a perfect balance of, like, the things and we like the show for.
Yeah. So Carrie notices that it's quiet outside because Adam is not working with his nephew, I think Jamie. And Miranda is like, oh yeah, Duncan came out and he yelled at them. And Carrie again is like, oh, you saw all that while eating the last yogurt. Okay, all right. So at the glamping place, Harry is literally being attacked by mosquitoes. I thought this was leading to something, but again, this might be a nothing burger, but he's just being bitten by mosquitoes and nobody else is. So Charlotte nearly spills the beans, but she doesn't. And Lisa is with her family. She takes a picture of the kids. Again, where's the third kid? They don't even mention, unless we missed it. Is he in boarding school or something?
No, maybe he is, but he's the same age as Lisa. Remember the
Lily.
Lily, sorry. Mm-hmm. Remember they were doing that college application, whatever. And it felt like that he's in the same school as Lily as well.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they're in the same school. Because remember Charlotte and Lisa were outside gossiping with the moms when they all admitted that they'd hired this person. Yeah.
So she takes a picture of the kids with Herbert. And then while looking at the picture, he swipes to look at the picture. And then he sees a selfie of her and Marion. And then he lets it go seemingly. But then he sits down and he's fixated on, you know, what Marion looks like, that she never mentioned that he looks like that. And she's like, looks like what? It's my editor. And that he's like, is he married? And she's like, what does being married have to do with anything? And he's like, well, not if you're getting your chocolate in Atlanta. I'm like, oh God. Yeah. Then he continues again and is like, okay, so is that part of your job duties, taking a selfie? And she's like, she took a selfie to share with another editor, which didn't make any sense to me. Okay. And then he starts and he's like, you know, she was being, that he's being silly. And she's like, I need to go for a walk because I don't know what's going on. But I think mostly it's her guilty conscience. Yeah. And she runs into Charlotte, who has also taken a walk because all her family was on their devices and no one wants to do anything. Because in her mind, these are the moments that they need to cherish and they're wasting it away. So Carrie comes back to Miranda, who is all over her table. What is wrong with this woman? Like,
liquids, no coasters, nothing on a brand new. Oh my God. Sorry.
She got Mexican food. We're not talking no like dainty roast chicken. No. She got Mexican with the beans and guac and all of the stuff. And she wanted to show off her table to Seema. So she walks in with Seema and there's just tables in. She's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't know you were coming. And the kitchen table is so small. She's not wrong. And as they're trying to move everything around, Carrie spills Coke that was sitting on there. And then she tries to do stuff and it's her research. And she's like, no, don't use the research. And then Miranda comes with Carrie's scarf that she gave her. And she's like, oh no, you are not going to do that. And she's like, I thought you said it was nothing. And Carrie's like, nothing I have is nothing.
I'm like, child. Real.
And then as she does that, Carrie just stops and is like, was this my last Mexican Coke? That's Coke in a bottle.
Yeah.
And she says, I mean, well, I was having Mexican. And
I can't defend her on this one. Come on, girl. Come on. So you didn't learn a lesson from this morning?
And you still haven't done the groceries? You ordered Mexican, but you didn't order everything else? And you couldn't order a Coke with the Mexican?
Thank you. And you took the last one for the third time that day.
Yeah, you get a drink with the food. Yeah. So, I don't know, everything. And then we had no paper towels. We had to use research and a scarf. And to use the scarf, it's just, even if it wasn't designer, I just don't understand why the scarf would be the first thing. Take off the shirt on your body. I don't get it.
Or run to the kitchen that's 10 steps away and grab a napkin or a kitchen towel. Like, come on, man.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, was there no paper towel at all?
Yeah.
To use? So, I don't know. So, Seema, too. I mean, to be fair, Seema gets some of the brunt because she's walking and Carrie is like, stay on the runner. Like, don't walk on there. And then Seema goes outside for a smoke. Honestly, smoking is back.
Yeah.
I'm watching a reality show right now, which is Next Gen NYC, which is about 22-year-olds. It's not even vaping. We're watching these people smoke. Like, they've been trying to stop showing celebrities smoke, but it looks like it's back. So
people have a real vaping problem. Like, young people especially, I think is a way bigger deal than it's been reported. But people are genuinely, genuinely addicted to vaping. Smoking is definitely back.
So Seema and Adam are talking in the garden, and I'm glad that she's here, because that's what I was saying earlier, that I'm a little wary of Seema's storyline seeming separate. So this is a good way to bring her in on this. And then in the conversation, as they're going back and forth, Adam does drop that he's seeing someone. So again, I don't know if they're working up to something happening to them. He might come back and just be like, oh yeah, we broke up, and then something happens, is my guess.
I think it's a setup.
Yeah.
But I've been enjoying how they're doing this.
Same
with Joy. They're taking their time, and I appreciate it.
It's good banter.
Yes.
So she walks back into Miranda and Carrie agreeing that, yes, they can't live together. And then Carrie just tells Seema very casually, like, yeah, Miranda needs an apartment. So it wasn't even a big deal anyways. Like I said, there was no thought. It wasn't a whole thing. She just said, Miranda needs an apartment. And again, I don't see what could be so terrible if you get her an apartment when you know each other. So
yeah,
nothing. And then she shares that, oh, by the way, like, yeah, if you, as long as you're fine virtual, because I did not get the loan, so I don't have an office. And a little fun fact, Carrie does bring up the point how she didn't get a loan. If you remember how back then when she was trying to buy the house out from Aiden and she was looking for a loan and she didn't have any assets, and she mentioned, oh, I didn't get it because I didn't get an asset. Apparently, the lady who played the bank person in the bank with Seema is the same person who played the bank person with Carrie.
Oh, and
the podcast was like, not making fun, but just saying something about, well, she still has the same job 20 something years later.
So. Hey, maybe she's got that good benefits. Okay.
So, yeah. Well, they were saying like she didn't get a promotion, so maybe she could relate to Seema and being ousted and stuff.
Rude.
So, yeah. So, LTW shares with Charlotte, because they decided to go to the spa to just kind of chill, that she has a work crush. And Charlotte is like, you know, nothing's wrong with that. And, you know, as long as it's just a crush and it doesn't do anything. And, you know, I'm just worried. I really don't want LTW to cross the line, because even if they work through it, there's just some lines that when you cross, that how do you come back completely on that? And Herbert just seems like the kind of guy that just, he doesn't know what to do with his emotions. He might want his own lick back, and that's just going to create a crack. And I just really enjoyed them being a good couple on the show.
Yeah, we don't need that. Sorry. I do think it's real though. I like that they're dressing that people, just because you're in a relationship, it doesn't mean your eyes stop working, right? And she clearly recognizes that she has a crush. So I'm hoping the fact that she recognizes it, she will do the right thing and make steps to get rid of the crush and be extra careful. I feel like that's human, and it doesn't make her a bad person, but I'm also with you. I'm praying that nothing actually happens between them.
So let me ask, is it a good enough? Okay. Let's say in the interview process, she interviews him. She sees what he looks like. She realizes that she's attracted to him. Yes, he's qualified, but she's attracted to him. Is that a good enough reason not to give someone the job?
Human nature, so yes.
Okay.
If you anticipate problems further down the line. We can lie to ourselves all we want. Mostly when you go for a job interview, or they're considering, most of the basic qualifications are about the same. It usually boils down to personality fit, how you think they're going to fit in with your team, the office culture, all of that. And if there's just something that you're unsure about, I think we'd be lying if you pretend that's not a factor. I wouldn't say that's the reason, but yeah. I think that would be smart. Sorry, it's mean, but it's life. So yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you on the fact that I would shut it down. I'm a shutdown person anyways. I remember when we were covering Sex and the City and there was that episode where Carrie wasn't sure if she wanted children and wasn't sure about the guy that they set her up on, but she still went on the date anyways. And we were going back and forth where I'm like, I'm not a, oh, let's see how he goes and we'll give it a chance. Let's just shut it down now so I don't have to be in a pickle later. Mm-hmm. I will shut this down now. We have a saying in Nigeria, which is kind of like, not from clap, then they enter dance. And mm-hmm. translated to, it starts as an ember, but if you're not careful, it becomes like a fire.
Yes.
So why even start it at all? Mm-hmm. So this is where I'm a little worried, where I'm just like, and you have to work in close proximity. You yes. know, that's the thing. It's not like
very intimate work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Long hours too. Mm-hmm. So Lisa asks Charlotte, like, are you okay? And she's like, yeah, she's okay. Like, she's not okay. And she's like, do you want to talk? And Charlotte is like, I don't want to talk about it. And Lisa says, okay. And just sits with her and puts her hand on her back. And I'm like, oh, that was so nice.
That brought a tear to my eye. I can't lie. That I've been crying over everything lately, but it legit made me emotional because I don't know. I'm just like, oh, what a lovely friend. You don't wish, but you're letting her know that you're there whenever she's ready to talk about it.
Yes. So Carrie hears the fire alarm in Duncan's house because he's outside talking to Adam. And honestly, I always say that Carrie doesn't have a lot of chemistry with people, but she has chemistry with Adam. I will say that. And she walks into his pot boiling over. He has headphones over his ear. I'm just, you know, guys, suspend all disbelief. I don't know how he didn't hear it because his apartment is so small and so crowded. And there was just smoke and, okay. But she puts out the fire with her heels and she's like, aren't you glad that I'm wearing heels? And the next thing we see, they're having dinner together. And he's kind of vulnerable with her and says that he's in New York. Like when he's in New York, it's all work. He doesn't know anyone. So he just focuses. And this is kind of like a departure because he's writing the biography for Margaret Thatcher. And it's his first time for a woman. And I think she kind of says, oh, it's different for her. She's allegedly writing fiction, yada, yada, yada. And they bond over that. So maybe that's why he's, you know, using his excuse like, oh, he needs sleep. He needs this. But he's kind of like, was it Miranda who mentioned that on the Reddit, they're saying that he has writer's block.
Yes. So,
but it could just be the nervousness of everything and all that going on. So they have a common ground. And I think much like with Joy and Miranda and Adam and Seema, they are taking this slow.
I just want them to get rid of Aiden. Sorry. So Carrie can explore.
Well, I want to think that, but then let's go back to that picture. She's with Aiden. And then next week we see Aiden is coming.
Yeah, he's back. Yeah. Oh, he's not going anywhere. But I just feel like she keeps running across people that I'm just like, oh, can't we have them for like a 3-episode arc where she goes, she thinks she's met someone she likes, and then they end up doing something stupid and oh. I know they've grown and they've moved on, but my girl is suffering with Aiden. She's in a situationship and nobody has told her. So yeah.
Hey, she's seen Aiden before. She has practice, so
yeah. So I feel like this is a long con and Aiden is punishing her for how she did him.
Yeah, so they discuss writing, and this time when she gets home, for some reason, she decides that she's going to take off her shoes. I'm like, you have runners now, like just walk, but okay.
But she should have taken off her shoes in the first place. Who was it? Was it Seema that said it was unhygienic anyway, which 100%. I take my shoes off at the door. Heels, flats, whatever. Why are you walking around your house in heels anyway?
I think it was Charlotte. She was like,
oh, Charlotte, yeah, sorry. Yeah.
So. But yeah, that's how the episode ends. So it was a good episode. And next week we see Aiden break her window because he's trying to be romantic. And I'm like, you're back again? Don't you have a crisis to take care of? Like, what are you doing?
Look after your children. Yeah. He's learned all about breaking windows from his son, but anyway, sorry, let me stop.
Wow. Wow.
But yeah, I really, really enjoyed this episode. It's just the perfect low stakes episode that I enjoy, and nobody annoyed me. Yeah, I'm happy.
Yeah. All right, guys, you know where to find us. If you are looking to send anything in, any thoughts, comments, it is the Rewatch Times 2, TheRewatchX2. You can send it to us on Instagram and on Twitter. And if you want to send an email, just add @gmail.com.
And please give us a 5-star rating wherever you listen to podcasts, particularly on Apple and Spotify. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much for engaging with us. We are having a blast this season so far, and we hope you are too.
All right. Until next week, guys. Talk to you then. Bye.